Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 8th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, indeed. I think I'll mention the book. This is a PDF document. I should probably post it everywhere. I need to get better at posting the archives. It's been a while. It's Friday. You know, usually what we were trying to do is keep the phone lines open on Friday, especially on Friday, to discuss things, you know, free association and whatnot. So we'll do that today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I need to get better at posting the archives. I was doing that for a while. It goes in waves, you know, and over the summer when my father got sick, sort of lost track of that, but I think it's helpful to be able to have a clear resource and a place to, I don't know, a jumping off point, I guess, on some topics to be able to explore intelligently and refer back from time to time. I think it's helpful. So I need to do that. And I'll get back to that. We've been talking about the subject of socialism, and primarily the subject of democratic socialism, and that's synonymous with Fabian socialism. Even according to the Fabian society itself and the Fabian socialists themselves. And that's, you could argue, synonymous with, the economic aspect of socialism. You could argue, I think very easily, is synonymous with Keynesian economics. They go hand in hand. That's a point that's been proved several times. The problem you have with this the Fabian Society in particular, and the various sort of iterations of socialist influence, is the element of deception. And obviously, you know, that's an important, a vital and essential part of this Machiavellian weapon. And as has been noted, you know, H.G. Wells actually referred to the Fabians as the new Machiavellians at one point. So, interesting. Anyway, I want to mention a book, and we need to have a library too. Larry emails me stuff in particular. A lot of folks do, but this is good stuff, and it should be collected somewhere. I kind of have a Google Drive library that I've published that has some stuff in it, but that needs to be more visible, and we need to be able to understand the forces at work and the implements that have been brought to bear on society. It's a difficult issue, though. You know, I always think you need to just sort of find your way through this stuff and not be led or manipulated or anything like that. And I think there are times when folks are unintentionally coercive or manipulative, shall we say. Anyway, I would never want to do that. And I think sometimes I err in the opposite direction, you know, proceeding with confidence. The mission of this book is to educate the officials and teaching staffs, governing bodies, graduates and undergraduates of American colleges and universities, as well as the general public on the subject of socialism and communism in their many branches and offshoots and their methods of infiltration. And by this time, by 1964, this pervasive influence was very hard at work. It was a, you know, this virulent strain. This was before, I would say, 1964, and I wasn't alive then. I was born in 1970. So this is my conjecture. This is my speculation. This was already known, but it's the particularly virulent strain of this ideology was at work in the universities, but the effectual outworking of it had not been fully seen in society yet, because it hadn't gone a generation in the universities. And so this was the first generation, and there are other forces that were peripheral, you know, other peripheral forces that were helping to reshape the American society. And in my view, in my estimation, the 60s in particular, right at this time, 1964, was a pivotal moment where this virulent strain of revolutionary ideological influence had a very deleterious effect in America. And I think this is a great book. A companion piece that I was going to mention is actually mentioned and I might even talk about that today. Mentioned in this book, Dr. Olin Glenn Saxon, the trustees and staff of Veritas Foundation dedicate this book to the memory of Dr. Olin Glenn Saxon. And says, while professor of economics at Yale University, he was largely responsible for our book, Keynes at Harvard, and had outlined the plan of his work. So, you know, there were folks who still maintained loyalty to America. These days, we have come so far that you really have to, I think you have to dig. I think you really have to be looking to find a vestige of what that even means. You know, loyalty to country and countrymen. You know, and it's an interesting discussion. You could make several arguments, but you know, especially faith-based arguments. You know, one might try to argue that one's faith, you know, someone might try to argue, Chris, your faith probably shouldn't endorse national allegiance, allegiance to country and countrymen. And I would I would entertain that argument. But at the same time, what you see happening now seems to be exactly the what I call anti-biblical narrative, working back to Genesis 11 and Genesis 6. A coordinated effort to get people on the same page, you know, using one language like we see in Genesis 11, doing these amazing things, these great things, building a tower that reaches into heaven, so to speak. You know, basically, the hubris that the hubris of Nimrod that says we can be God. You know, we'll just build a tower. We'll just build a staircase to heaven, and we'll camp out there. And the nefarious activity of Genesis chapter 6, again, I mean, I've talked recently again about the efforts of the Lucius Trust in particular, the Lucifer Publishing Company, it was originally known as, back when we had different views. We were holding the line more in this society. We hadn't been pushed over into a dialectical mindset, which just lends itself to relativism, you know, moral relativism in particular. It's, you know, everything's okay. It's all good. So this book is an interesting book. Great Deceit, Social Pseudosciences, Socialist Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. Maybe I'll pull a few excerpts from this. Veritas Foundation Study, 1964. And again, you know, Keynes at Harvard is an interesting companion. And you can actually go to keynesatharvard.com, is it? I think. .org. keynesatharvard.org. And start to dig into that. This is a companion to the subject of the past 3 weeks now. And again, this all sort of started with this echo that democratic socialism is a great thing, and, you know, it just hasn't been tried right. Maybe we should try it the way that Libya tried it. But the problem with, and under the Gaddafi reign, in the Gaddafi years, and the problem with that is that that is the London School Economics, aka Fabian Brand, of socialism. And it's pretty easy to ferret that out when you start digging. I'm sure if you do, I wonder, actually, London School of Economics and Libya, search. Yeah. First result, first search result is a Wikipedia entry, LSE Gaddafi Affair. The LSE Gaddafi Affair was a scandal in the United Kingdom that occurred as a result of a relationship that existed between the London School of Economics and the Libyan government and its leader, Muammar Gaddafi, and his son, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. NGO Gaddafi Foundation pledged to donate £1.5 million over 5 years to research to a research center, LSE Global Governance, of which £300,000 were paid. In addition, LSE Enterprise established a contract worth £2.2 million to train Libyan officials, about 400, by the way. And again, Saif al-Islam Gaddafi attended the London School of Economics. So, anyway. And this, the affair is misdirection. What should be important to note is the alliance between the London School of Economics and the Gaddafi government. We'll be right back.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. Good morning. We are live this Tuesday, November 19th, 2019, 11-19-19. And so there's a lot happening these days, and I wanted to put that in perspective. You know, one of the challenges that we face is it seems that there's really no turning back. When you think about what's happened over the last 100 years and the coups that have taking place. I mean, it's been 250 years or so, obviously, in the making, or more. But this plot is gaining momentum. It's coming more and more out into open view. And there have been moments during this plot. You know, there was the May Day 1776 moment, Spartacus, Adam Weishaupt, and his co-conspirator, a guy who changed his name to his dad's money, changing business, Rothschild, Mayor Amschel Bauer, changed his name to Rothschild. That was a big moment. And, you know, one was a Jesuit defector, University of Ingolstadt, and the other was a former rabbinical student, and they took that esoteric sort of insider knowledge and hatched a plot, and they did that obviously with, well, certain inspiration. And that's not fair. That's a poor use of the word inspiration. Demonic inspiration is what I think, but that's kind of a that's a misappropriation of inspiration, which should be a good thing. Anyway, there are big moments, and along the way, when you realize that there really are no monarchies in the entire world, there's you know, everything, we're fighting for freedom and democracy everywhere. The great melting pot of the world, obviously, is America. And one of the dangers that the world faces now is because America got to a point that, you know, the funny money system that the Federal Reserve presides over, at least in as far as the American economy is concerned, that funny money system always requires a policeman with a big gun, the biggest gun on the block, because it's a system that is predatory in nature and it creates disparities by its nature. It's meant to do that. It's theft. It's legalized theft. When you understand how that system works, you know, you introduce more units into circulation and it devalues every unit in circulation. And when you start to understand that concept, you understand how it's even worse the further you go. By degrees of separation, we're being removed from reality. You know, the blockchain cryptocurrency discussion is worse than the Federal Reserve, which is why I've mentioned time and time again that if you ever see that I'm endorsing Bitcoin, someone, you know, aliens have snatched me. So the danger with that kind of a system and a big policeman is that we do not in America seem to have any recollection of history. Santayana's warning. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. When change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And beware the guy with the big stick who has no retentiveness, because we have presided over the democratization of the world as a proxy. And that has dire consequences, I would say. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Tuesday, November 19th, 2019. Things have changed a lot, and we don't have the benefit of historical recollection in America. We are, well, victims of subterfuge. a diabolical scheme to make sure that we don't remember. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. And when change is absolute, there remains no being to improve. No direction is set for possible improvement. And when experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. We live in a world, we live in a society that does not realize all of the nefarious forces that have been brought to bear against the individual. We talk about it on this network, and I think to the point of exhaustion almost. I was looking at Jean Piaget's work yesterday, The Four Stages of Child Development, and how that development is sought to be arrested, essentially. So we've talked about the Skinner box on this broadcast. I talked about it yesterday, in fact. B.F. Skinner's work in operant conditioning. And, you know, thinking about it yesterday, operant conditioning, when you think about it, especially in its current iteration in America, American society, is a form of addiction programming. So no wonder we have addiction epidemics in this country, because when you think of how operant conditioning works, you think of those Yale experiments and all of the old experiments, the black and white footage of mice, you know, the little mouse, if he hits the button, he gets rewarded. He gets a little food cube. So he hits the button again and gets a little food cube. And pretty soon he doesn't even care about the food. He's just hitting the button, 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 button. Keeps hitting the button. It's a form of addiction programming. So no wonder we have psychological disorders that comport to that sort of addiction, social engineering. There are, what do you call it? You know, that's part of the ghost in the machine that you see. Those, to me, the echoes of it. You know, things like Asperger's. Let me see. If I look that up on Wikipedia, characterized by significant difficulties in social interaction and nonverbal communication, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests. And that goes with, you know, it's the mental disorders, it's the personality disorders. It's funny how they all largely, the those that are on the rise now have I would say an increased correlation to this sort of, you know, restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interest. Oh, you mean like addiction? I just want this, and that's all I want. I just want this, and that's all I want. That's part of what social engineering in its current American iteration does, I would say. Programmed addiction. And so, you know, that's B.F. Skinner's work. Jean Piaget is another figure, and, you know, he studied the development of children and came to his theory of the four stages, and bad guys have used that. Everything, again, communitarianism is a snowball rolling downhill. Everything that's useful to the efforts of socially engineering, cybernetically programming people, you know. When I think of cybernetics, I think of Norbert Wiener basically saying, and with his buddies, if, you know, the Macy Conference group of buddies saying, you know, if we can program a missile to launch from here and land there, and we can launch it at this time and make it land at that time, launch it from here, make it land there. I wonder if we could do that with people. Man, that would be awesome. What if we could do that? So everything that's been useful to that end has been rolled into this brown snowball rolling downhill. I'm sorry, that's crass, but how I see it, that's communitarianism, and it's handmaiden technocracy. I don't know which one is the handmaiden. I don't know. They work in tandem. Anyway, and that's part of a broader agenda, again, that was, you know, the open conspiracy. H.G. Wells, Fabian socialist, H.G. Wells. So Jean Piaget's work. Does this ring a bell? I mean, I've talked about, you know, remember the Google selfish ledger, Lamarckian epigenetics. If you, you know, we're going to program, we're going to socially engineer you, but we also are interested in maybe changing your DNA so that you only eat at McDonald's and you only do web searches on Google and, you know, the selfish ledger will help you decide for yourself that it's your own idea, which, you know, again, Whitaker Chambers is a story from Ralph Epperson's The Unseen Hand, Chapter 36, Education, which I read yesterday. He, you know, spent time at Columbia University, joined the Communist Party, and said, you know, while he was going to school at Columbia, he before he got there, was a conservative, undergoing a religious experience at Columbia University, ended up, by his own choice, having no religion. That's what you're supposed to think. That's how this conditioning and cybernetic engineering works. It's supposed to be your idea. Rand Corporation pioneered game theory back in the 70s. And the iterative prisoner's dilemma. If you don't know what that is, look it up. You see it on all of the crime dramas. So, Jean Piaget, from his Wikipedia entry, Piaget created the International Center for Genetic Epistemology in Geneva in 1955. I don't know what that is. Ultimately led to the center being referred to in the scholarly literature as Piaget's factory. What? Yeah. According to Ernst von Glasersfeld, Jean Piaget was, quote, the great pioneer of the constructivist theory of knowing. What about not knowing? What about being unsure? As everyone in America is. You know, I mentioned that article yesterday, during yesterday's broadcast. Israeli startup using military-grade tech to fight fake news. The article concludes, you know, this is the company called Check, led by Guy Tatunovich, a former member of the Israeli Defense Forces 8200 unit. Unit 8200. That deals with military cybersecurity. That's an understatement. The article talks about, despite it being a known problem, you know, Facebook ads containing misleading information, despite it being a problem, it's hard to tell exactly how big the fake news problem is. The Global Disinformation Index, which was formed about a year ago, What's with all of the dishonesty and deception and manipulation and lying? And we need to make better lying technology. Anyway, Global Disinformation Index. We got to index disinformation. It's important. The article concludes quoting, the section is titled Looking into 2020 and Beyond, which reminds me of Looking Backward, quite frankly. Edward Bellamy's Looking Backward, sort of a companion piece to that, as far as I'm concerned. Tatunovich predicts that big brands are going to shy away from news content in the coming years. He said he hopes the company's technology can make news content a better bet for big brands by making it safer and thus keep dollars flowing to good journalism. Yeah. Something tells me that's the good reason, as Alan Watt would say. When you think about it, at the global scale, this is very, very, very scary, he said. We're not just talking about news publishers and their livelihoods. I'm talking about the fact that we need to support good, impartial, real journalism. Sure. Yeah. And in other words, that's what they're going to kill. They're going to try to kill that if they haven't already. Michael Hastings, the last good journalist? I don't know. I digress. So looking into the 2020 election and beyond, Tatunovich believes it will be even harder to discern real from fake. I think currently it's very easy to fact check the different potentially deep fake videos that might arise, he said. My worry with deep faking is actually as technology evolves, there's going to come a point in time where deep faking technology is so advanced that even technology will have a very rough time understanding that it's not legit. That's already happening. You know, I mean, I've talked about that with the way I say it. You know, there are already articles that come out all the time about how technology can't tell a toaster from a face. And, you know, for that matter, NVIDIA's GAN, the generative adversarial network, that's what it does. That's what it's doing. It's designed, they're playing these machine learning iterations off against one another to see which one can create the best fakery. I talked about the story, I think last year, last summer, I want to say, about, you know, the generative adversarial network creating a winter scenescape out of a summer photo, taking the same road and the same places on the roadside and trying to fool, you know, you have two of those competing generative adversaries. It's a generative adversarial network, two machine learning iterations trying to fool one another to create the best fake. Why? So anyway, this guy says things are going to get even weirder, he said. We're going to see a lot of things that Hollywood couldn't even think of 20 or 30 years ago. And that's crazy, because when you know that Hollywood's been basically dumping the reading collection of guys like Philip K. Dick out into the onto the silver screen for those 20 or 30 years, and all of the other social engineering and programming, and has been working with science to, you know, the video, the clip that we played, this guy's, Hao Li is talking about, you know, the clip in the same article, Hao Li is talking about immersive this and immersive that. Hollywood's been working with these guys to help create an immersive experience. What does that mean? They just want to bypass your frontal lobe. They admit it. You know, you could have a more immersive experience. You don't have to worry about suspension of disbelief and cognitive bias and all those things. We just want to bypass your frontal lobe and stick this right way back deep in your brain where you can never get it out. It's going to be fun. That's immersive. So this is this is what these people are working toward. And I think that should be horrifying, terrifying. Anyway, we have these forces that are working in our society to undo things. And I want to get back to the history that we don't seem to even be aware of, let alone recall. We have our own examples of that history too, and not that long ago. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Until you use me up.
you. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk
was
through.
I think I'll wait until the top of the second hour here to go through these stages. Just briefly, for those who don't know, Piaget's four stages of cognitive development. Because I think that's helpful. But, you know, the question is what, you know, and this is the bad guy question, you know, kind of like the question Edward Bernays posed in Propaganda. This is what happens. And it's dishonest. The way this works is dishonest, which is, you know, you get a certain perspective. Bernays in chapter three was the new propagandists. Chapter four, the psychology of public relations, because chapter three is, you know, coining the term public relations. Propaganda has a bad name. Propagandists, you know, whatever. So new, what does he say? I forget. New activities call for new nomenclature. That's the way he put it. The propagandist who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public and interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas has come to be known by the name of Public Relations Council. So now the propagandist is the Public Relations Council. Anyway, in chapter four, he asks the bad guy question because bad guys do. You know, he said the systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. So when you understand that you can manipulate masses of people because the group mind has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology, he said, once you know that, we realize this, he said, the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? That's what these people think. Things like that. So if Piaget studies the four stages of cognitive development in childhood into early life and into adolescence and adulthood, what if you can arrest that development? Oh, my goodness. That's, you know, bad guys say the question naturally arose. That's probably about how that went too. Anyway, we'll pick up there and continue on when we come back. More right after this break. Second hour coming up.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.